I'm just here tonight to bring this word. I preach this word in Mississippi. And Brother Jerry heard it, and so I'm here tonight. So we're going to pray. God, I stand before you and your people. I ask you to come forth tonight. Come forth in power, might, and authority. God, give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say tonight. I said, Kingdom of God, come in this place tonight. Will of God be done in this place tonight. Let God arise in this place. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those that hate God, let them flee before his face. Let God come in this place. As smoke is driven back, let his enemies be driven away. As the wax melt before the fire, let the wicked perish in his sight. God, I thank you tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Come into this place in a mighty way. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 16 and 15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. This was an assignment. Some call it the Great Commission, but I call it an assignment. This is what Jesus told his disciples after he had come back after the resurrection, and he come back, and it was 11 at that time, and he told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. It was an assignment. In Jeremiah 1, 5 through 10, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou cometh forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee to be a prophet unto the nation. Then Jeremiah said, behold, I am a child. I can't speak. But God said to Jeremiah, say not that I'm a child, because I'm going to touch your lips and I'm going to give you what to say, and you're going to say it. This was the word of God. He said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and he touched Jeremiah's mouth, and the Lord said unto him, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. This day I set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, and to plant. The title of this message tonight is Handpicked and on an Assignment. Handpicked and on an assignment. This servant was handpicked before he was formed in the womb. One scripture said before he was an embryo, God pulled him out of the womb and he ordained him to be a prophet because he had an assignment for him. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, for I know what I have planned for thee, saith the Lord. I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I have plans to give you a future filled with hope. One scripture said to give you an expected end. Just as God is a birther, he birthed his plans for our life. He birthed it in us. We are born with God plan in us. But just as God birthed his plans and he handpicked us, Satan handpicked us also. He handpicked us when we come forth out of the womb. Have you ever wondered why you be attacked? Why sickness, disease come upon you? This is Satan trying to abort your assignment. Satan is an abortionist. He comes to kill, to steal, and he comes to destroy. But he comes to stop your assignment. Somebody in this house said, don't let him do it. Don't let Satan abort your assignment. God is not much on choices, on us making choices. We don't have the power to choose salvation. So God doesn't give us that choice. John 15:16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I've ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give you. Ephesians 3 says, Paul says in Ephesians 3, I, Paul, am a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He said, I can't help myself. Even when I was his enemy, he handpicked me and gave me an assignment. We've been handpicked by God. Even in our insecurities and our uncertainties, God has given us an assignment. Even when we don't believe that we're capable of doing what he's asked us to do, he still gives us assignment. The assignment is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the good news, the saving power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the fruit, and this is the fruit that we should bear, and this is the fruit that will remain. It's the only fruit that will remain. Romans 1:16 says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to bring us into salvation. Because God is not like man. God doesn't choose the way man chooses. God chooses differently than man chooses. Man would say, can anything good come out of Camden, Arkansas? Is anything good in Camden? That's what man would say. And they will also say, God can't use you because you come out of this small town. You yourself may say, I can't be used by God. Look at me. Look at my past. Look at my family. But don't sell yourself short. Because God has handpicked you because he has an assignment for you. God has handpicked some unlikely people from some unlikely places. God handpicked some Rahabs. He handpicked some Jacobs. He handpicked some Sauls. And he handpicked some Davids. Man would never handpick these people, no matter what the assignment is. But God has a plan, and he has an assignment for each and every one of the ones that he has chosen. God will handpick you. He will pick you off the ground. He will purge you of some things. He'll clean you up, and he'll use you for his glory and his purposes and his plans that he have for your life. Just think about the disciples. When Jesus started his ministry, they were fishermen, and they were minding their own business. Just like some of us, when God saved us, some of us, we were not thinking about salvation. We were minding our own business, doing whatever we wanted to do. But God had a plan for us. The disciples was minding their own business. They were fishermen. And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, he said, follow me, and I'll make you fishermen of men. And they dropped their net and they followed him. And he made them fishermen of men. Jeremiah was a prophet among the prophets. He had a God assignment for him was go to the king, go to the nobles of his time. He had to tell them that the world that they were living in at this time was about to come to an end because of the idolatry, because of the pagan worship. God was finna put them in exile. But God being a sovereign God, he was not gonna leave them in exile. He had a plan to bring them out of captivity because of their disobedience. Our charge may not be like Jeremiah. We may not have that charge to go to the kings and the nobles of our time. Go to the president and tell him God didn't make two men, two women. We may not have the charge, but that was the kind of charge that Jeremiah had in that day. He had to go to them. He had to confront them face to face. And he did that because God had him on an assignment. He had to do it. The same is with us. God has empowered us with his Holy Spirit. It's in us. And when he give us an assignment, we can carry it out. Just like Jeremiah. Jeremiah was put in a pit. He was put in prison. But he lived to see all that God had planned for him. He lived to see it come to pass in that day. Everything that God has given us to say, everything we shall say it. If we follow the plan of God, and if we don't allow the abortionists to abort that plan that God has for us. As Jeremiah told of the captivity, God was not going to leave his people in captivity. Over in Isaiah 49, God had a secret weapon that he was going to bring forth. A secret weapon, the scripture said, was hid in his quiver, that he was going to bring that secret weapon forth. He was going to not only bring deliverance to Israel, but he was going to bring the Gentiles in. That's us. This light, he said, distant shores and the islands will see his light. That distant shores is us, the Gentiles, bringing us into that light. And we know that the secret weapon that God had was Jesus Christ. That he was going to come forth. The scripture said, ask of me and I'll give you the nations for an inheritance. That's us coming into God's plan. God's assignment being worked out in us. God, Jesus, when Jesus came on the scene, we know that he gave the greatest example of being on an assignment. He gave the greatest example of someone being handpicked. It was the greatest example because when he walked the earth and was on his assignment, he said, I only do what my father do. I only say what I hear my father say. He said, I think it's not robbery to be equal with God. He took on himself of no reputation, but he was obedient to God, carrying out his assignment. When he died, when Jesus died, and he descended, and he also ascended, the scriptures say that he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. He called some prophets, some evangelists, some apostles, He called some teachers. That's us. He called us. He handpicked these. That's us. He handpicked us. God is such a sovereign God. And he has an assignment. And if we follow his plan, and if we preach this gospel, if we bring men into salvation, then will the earth be filled with his glory. And then will our family, our loved ones, will come into salvation. I thank God that he handpicked me. I thank God that he handpicked me. I thank God that I'm on an assignment and that I will not let the abortionist, I won't let him. I will not let him. I will not let him abort the plan that he has for me. I will not let him abort that assignment. You may be here and you may be thinking that God can't use you. Some of us may say we know that we've been handpicked. We may say that. We've been handpicked and we know that. But we don't have the words to say. We don't know how to say it. We may be feeling that tonight. But know that God has a plan and a purpose for your lives. He have a plan and a purpose for all of our lives. And if we get in the word and we allow that word to get in us, then we'll live out the full potential that God has for us. And I thank God tonight that we know who we are in Christ Jesus. And we know that he has handpicked us to go into all the world and preach this gospel. This is an assignment that God has given all of us, because that was the last word that he gave to his disciples before he ascended back into the heaven. He said, go into all the world and preach this gospel. Thank God tonight. That is my word. It was a short word, but that is the word that God had given me for such a time as this. A word for such a time as this. And if you are here tonight and you know that God has chosen you, you've been chosen, and you may not be right now living up to that full potential that God has for you, then if you can come down and just ask God, just put him in remembrance of his words, all his plans, all the purposes, everything that he has promised you. Some of us are here living off grandma prayers that has yet to be fulfilled in your life. Some of us are here living off mother's prayers that is yet to be fulfilled. But God is here tonight. He is here tonight. Come and just let him fulfill his plan in you. If you feel the need that you want to prayer of any kind, you can just come to the altar and just let God work his plan in your life. Just ask him to come in and to renew, refresh, bring anew his plan in your life. God is here tonight. He's here tonight. He is such a faithful God. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. We will not be the same if we let the word come into our life and impact our lives. I thank God tonight. I thank God for you being here tonight, listening to the word of God, a word to change our lives. Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you for who you are, oh God. I thank you for what you are in our lives. God, work your plan in us. Work your plan in us, oh God. Use us for your glory. For your glory, God. God, your word says you know the plans that you have for us. It's a good plan. It's not a plan of evil, but it's a good plan to bring us to an expected end. Lord, we thank you. Here we are, God, standing in your presence. We're here, God. We're here, God. Work a work in us. Renew our strength, oh God. Renew our commitment to you. Use us for your glory, God. God, we surrender all. We surrender all to you tonight.